Queensland farmers are bracing for new laws designed to curb the amount of sediment and chemical runoff from farms onto the Great Barrier Reef. With Parliament set to debate the laws, cane growers have mounted a last-minute advertising campaign, while fruit and veggie growers are adding their voice to appeals for the state government to have an urgent change of heart. Gavin Coote prepared this report.
We need to cooperate and collaborate with government.
In lounge rooms along Queensland's coast over recent weeks, there's been a familiar ad airing on TV.
I think agendas are at play, and we're the sacrificial lambs for that agenda.
Cane growers have taken to television in a final attempt to persuade the Queensland government to put a hold on a contentious extension of its reef protection laws.
To secure the sustainable future of the reef, we need to scrap this bill.
The legislation aims to reduce harmful nutrient and sediment runoff from farms into the Great Barrier Reef. It's not just cane growers who are worried. Tully farmer Stephen Lowe is the chairman of the Australian Banana Growers Council.
Whenever you place restrictions on land use and have a situation where land use is defined by government, doing business will always be more difficult and therefore less profitable.
The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority says declining water quality from land-based runoff is one of the most significant threats to the long-term health of the reef. The new laws, which are about to be debated in the Queensland Parliament, require farmers to undertake mandatory soil testing and impose restrictions on the amounts of fertilisers, chemicals and soil conditioners they use. They already apply to cane growers and graziers in some northern catchments, but will soon be extended south to the Bundaberg and Maryborough region. And for the first time, they're about to be imposed on the state's multi-billion dollar horticulture industry. Darren Zunker grows sweet potatoes, macadamia nuts and watermelons about 5 kilometres inland from the coast near Bundaberg.
I'm fourth generation, you know, we've been through all this. We're doing soil tests to make sure we're putting the right application of fertilisers on. You know, we're working from dawn till dark as it is.
The Minister for the Environment and the Great Barrier Reef, Leanne Enoch, says the government has helped farmers voluntarily improve their practices for the past decade, but the uptake hasn't been fast enough and water quality remains poor. In a statement, she adds that industry consultation has been going on for more than 2 years. Nick D'Ametto is a ACATA's Australian Party MP from Hinchinbrook.
This may just be the reason the ALP government loses at the next state election.
Imogen Zethoven from the Australian Marine Conservation Society thinks that's an exaggeration.
This bill is something that really needs to be supported by both sides of Parliament. Let's get on with implementing it.
Imogen Zethoven from the Australian Marine Conservation Society, Gavin Coote, with that report.